Common Core, TN Ready, Adequate Yearly Progress. To many people, the past 15 years in public education have been a whirl of new tests, big initiatives, and big data. Now, metro schools are leading a national effort to get back to one of the basics, building strong relationships. And how they're doing it is raising alarm among some social conservatives. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
His teachers say that a year ago, it was a struggle to get Andrew Gong engaged. That made it all the more shocking when 3 weeks into this school year, Andrew stood before the student body at Fall Hamilton Elementary to share a song he'd written. His teacher, Jennifer Burnell, asks him to perform it again a few days later.
All right, so Andrew, you memorized it? Sounds good. Do you mind sharing it with us on here? All right, go ahead.
Habit one is say it with me. Be proactive. It is indeed. You won't ever do the wrong thing because you do you and I do me. Yeah. Habit two is let's say it together. Be proactive.
And at first I thought that he found it online because there's a lot of them online. And then he, in the rap, it actually said specifically things that we had done in the classroom.
But not what they learned in math or reading or even social studies. This was a song about being a group leader.
Set a goal and take the steps to reach the goal that you're waiting for. Yeah.
For Andrew and other students in Metro Nashville schools, this year's curriculum goes beyond acing standardized tests. It also includes lessons in what educators call social-emotional learning, working with others, listening, telling classmates that you care about them.
I will use my choices to do what's right, lift others with all my might. That's it.
That's really great.
Andrew has taken these lessons to heart. So have the teachers at Fall Hamilton, a high-poverty school near the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. They work these ideas into their lessons. Students also meet every 2 weeks with dedicated instructors. It's not just here. Every school in Metro Nashville has a social-emotional learning program this year. The district is part of an 8-city effort funded by a national nonprofit. State education officials are studying how to take the concept to other Tennessee districts. And Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is helping to fund a curriculum in social-emotional learning at one Nashville charter school. Kyla Kringle leads the program for Metro Schools.
So one of the things that we know is that you can't focus on just the academics. You have to have the climate and the academics together.
This could be seen as a pendulum swing in public education. Reform efforts like No Child Left Behind put a premium on hard skills that can be easily tested, whether students have mastered multiplication or if they can write coherently about topics like the Cold War. Social-emotional learning, on the other hand, focuses on softer skills, such as team building and self-belief. Kringle says these skills are just as important.
Everybody has to feel that they belong. They have to feel connected in a school district, before they can open their minds and learn.
This is something you do all day, every day with your students.
That's right.
So I don't understand why we have to set it apart.
State Representative Sheila Butt is one of the people pushing back against the program. She grilled education officials when they presented the concept at a hearing last month. The Columbia Republican says good teachers already understand how to create nurturing environments. Taking time out to teach those skills is at best a diversion of resources, she says. At worst, it's another way for bureaucrats to interfere in the classroom.
We're just using our students to try this out. And I honestly feel like teachers are doing this every single day with everything that the students do. So, you know, it's not something that I believe we need to jump into it.
Other conservatives worry social-emotional learning is a Trojan horse. Concepts like tolerance could be used to promote LGBT rights, for example. They say parents should be consulted or allowed to opt their children out. The critics don't persuade Matthew Pertell. He's the principal of Fall Hamilton in Nashville.
We're not producing robots. We're not producing data points. We're not producing test scores. We're producing children.
Pertell says parents and teachers have been supportive, and he predicts any time lost teaching social-emotional skills will be made up with more productivity in the classroom.
It is what we need to do. It's what research shows what we need to do. In education, we've made some major shifts over the last several years, and unfortunately, a lot of times those shifts haven't included the kids.
Pertell credits the emphasis on emotional well-being for improved discipline at Fall Hamilton. Last year's office dealt with more than 200 serious student discipline cases. A dozen of those came just in the month of August. So far this year, he's handled only two. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.